Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you. Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion survey. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
I am.
Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your local county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I oppose.
I'm sorry?
I oppose that.
You oppose
Leave it to
that.
the Republicans. Yeah.
Thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being public disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose to that?
Strongly support. Strongly support.
Thank you. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, I'm sorry, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose to that?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or is it too low?
The tax what now?
The tax burden.
I don't really have an opinion on this.
Okay. Thank you. Let's move on. In terms of providing public services, do you feel the state and local government in Florida is spends tax revenue in relative efficient manner, or do you feel if they expend tax revenue in relative wasteful manner?
Wasteful.
Thank you. A shortage of veterinarians had made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose a state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Do you support or oppose to that?
I support it.
Thank you. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Would you support or oppose?
That. Yes,
Thank
I would
you.
Support that.
Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Support.
Thank you so much. Veterinary PAs are like a physician assistant trying to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatment while under a supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
I support that.
I appreciate it. Do you believe the state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on regular basis? Should or should not?
Should.
I'm sorry, would you like me to repeat the question?
No, they should.
Oh, they should. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right. How likely do you think you would be to seek out public, how likely do you think would you be to seek out public notices if they were posted on the government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, somewhat likely, or very unlikely?
Very unlikely.
Thank you. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in a state economy activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important?
Very, very, very important.
Thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
They should.
Thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Yes, they should.
Okay. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Yes, they should.
Okay. Do you know how to swim?
Do I? Yes.
Okay. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yeah, they should learn.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or do you think they are on the wrong track?
On the wrong track.
Wrong. Okay. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without a legal or professional consequences. Do you strongly agree to that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Moving on. Next, I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. Statement A, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. Statement B, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math.
Now, the first one.
Thank you. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing is affordable to you? That is affordable to you?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, it's very unaffordable. Yeah.
Thank you. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to lack of affordable housing in the area? Yes, they are. Oh, no, they are not.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Do you feel that the local government in Florida or, I'm sorry, do you feel that the local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do or not? They do?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Thank you. Do you believe Florida local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning permit and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
Yeah, they should. Yeah.
Thank you. If an elected official at the local or state level is strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or
more likely? Yeah.
Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level, and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It would also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve this amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Yes, approve it.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or are you 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Caucasian. Do you consider yourself a Cuban American?
No.
Okay. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
Not a public school, no.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for helping me out, and I really hope you have a good night.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.